defeating Hartford 82-34. 54-22 victory for Opie over SEC. 56-35 Burlingame over Merzine Valley. Darbrough with it. Misses a shot, gets kind of deflected. Saves possession, though. Kicks it out to Colton Ish. Looks to be a 1-2-2 zone being applied by Waverly here to start the second half. Ish to Turner at the foul line. He'll drive in, mid-lane jumper. Good. Turner with 4 points. Lead is extended to 6. Waverly going the other way. Brentley Peterson to Brady Wallace, finding Ben Meehan. Nice cut along the baseline. Meehan has his first points of the ball game, staying in check with Madison. Brings it 17-13. Herbert trying to find Darbrough. Dangerous pass. Darbrough's going to pick up the foul against Coy Myers. Fortunate for Madison. Darbrough with the good footwork to maintain possession. It's going to be the second one against Coy Myers.
Yeah, they called that one on Waverly. I thought that would go against Darbrough as well.
Nope. Turner, elbow jumper, no good. Rebound, going to go out of bounds, but they're going to say Gannon Pyle came too strong on the rebound attempt. So that one will go against Madison, and that'll be Madison's first, Pyle's first. 7 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Waverly trails Madison 17-13. Waverly with possession. Peterson, left wing, driving baseline or into the mid lane. Kicking it out to Myers, the right wing, now left side Meehan. Ball fake, now picks up his dribble at the foul line, finding Colton Woodson.
Oh, big time, yeah.
Thought he was going to get away with it. Some contact, but the officials will call the travel a turnover back to Madison.
I'm not sure if you can really give any credit to the contact regardless, as he was, I think, just indecisive on that play. He was going to try and drive baseline, I think go reverse layup, and then he thought about it, saw that his lane was cut off, and tried to reverse course, and unfortunately just forgot to dribble it.
Darbrough receives the pass to cross timeline and Pyle. The pass goes through his hands, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover back to Waverly. 6.5 to play in the third quarter, 17-13. Madison's advantage. Myers, right elbow, kick back out to Meehan, right wing. Pressure applied by Colton Ish. Meehan trying to create some space, finding Brantley Peterson. Left wing, ball's loose on the floor and picked up by Madison. It'll be a turnover. The third of the second half, 12th of the ball game.
Yes, correct to both.
Ish, Herbert, now Pyle left side. Back to Herbert. Up top, now back to Pyle. Darbrough, skip pass to the elbow. To Ish. Floats one up, and it's no good. Rebound to Brady Wallace. Myers, breakaway, off the glass, too strong. Actually decides not to use it. Should have used it, and if he would, might have been a made bucket, but rebound to Madison, go the other way. Darbrough bowls over Coy Myers. Be Myers' third foul, I believe. Braden Jones to the scorer's table. Luke Bartley to the scorer's table. It is the third against Myers. He'll take a seat in favor of Bartley. Pyle taking a seat to Braden Jones. Both of these teams about 6 deep. Ish gets it. Immediately trapped. Now Turner, elbow. Crossing over. Gets some space, and he has a mid-lane jumper to fall through. Turner now up to 6 points. Lead is 6 for Madison. 19-13, 5:25 to play in the third quarter. Bartley, left corner. Up top, Woodson. Now right side, Peterson. Now wing to Meehan. He'll look inside, decides against it. Goes up top, Peterson. Now left side, Bartley. Now to Woodson in the left corner. Finding Peterson, left block off the window, and good for Brantley Peterson. His 4th points of the contest. Trims the deficit to 4.
Well, Waverly is doing a great job of hanging in there, as every time Madison starts to build up that lead, they cut back into it, and then right there, Madison gets sped up on the response, and they force their own turnovers.
19-15, Waverly looking to trim it to 1 possession. Woodson, left side, Bartley. Look inside the Wallace, underneath the Meehan, he'll kick it out. Peterson, uncontested, right wing 3, good, and he is fouled by Darbrough. Here I said, trying to make it 1 possession, they might make it all up in this possession right here. 3 is good by Peterson. He'll go to the line for the and 1, the 4-point play.
What a time to have your very first three of the ball game.
Foul will be against Darbro. That's his second, team second.
Darbro's got to get under control here. This second half thus far, he's been kind of like a bull in a china shop.
So they looked like they were going to go over there. I think it's going to be a foul shot. Nope.
No, no foul shot coming.
No foul shot. They called it after the shot.
Ah.
So Waverly with possession.
So they could take the lead here.
Woodson to Bartley. Back to Woodson. Now Wallace tied up at the elbow. Jump ball. Possession error will stay with Waverly. 4:28 to play, 19-18. Madison still holding the advantage. They have not trailed at all this entire ball game.
Well, Turner right there, he didn't get the ball back for Madison, but he did a great thing in stopping the momentum that Waverly had built for the time being, and that's going to be just as important as turning away the shots.
Meehan with the inbound, finding Wallace, back to Meehan. He'll fire up a right-handed floater. It's no good. Rebound to Bryson Turner. Lead still intact for Madison. Going the other way. Left to right on your radio dial. Kate Herbert, foul line. Bryce Turner, jumper short.
Rush that
rebound shot. Rebound to Woodson. Turner has a high arching shot, just obviously with the explosiveness, has a really extended shot as the pass is deflected into the backcourt. It'll stay with Waverly as it goes out of bounds to the scores table.
Good heads-up play there by Colton Woodson. He was trying to track it down. He was going to try and reset the offense and instead decided to let the ball roll out of bounds so he could really reset everybody on the inbound. Smart play there by Woodson.
Waverly looking for their first lead of the ball game. They'll have to wait some more as Bartley's pass taken away by Colton Ish, and Bartley will foul Ish into the front court. This will be the team's third, Bartley's first, I believe.
If you're Waverly, you've had a few costly turnovers here thus far. You've had three in this third quarter. You have to be smart there. They're trying to get it right back and being a little overly aggressive. Get back on defense and then force the shots up and get the rebounds. Don't try and power your way back into possession.
Ish. Over to Darbro. His shot no good. Gets his own board, and he gets the putback. Three-point advantage now for Madison. Bartley to Woodson to Peterson. Now Meehan, right corner, skipped left side, but the pass stolen away by Kate Herbert. Up the court we go. Colton Ish, nice crossover, layup good. Colton Ish with 4 points. Now to Woodson. Now Bartley, pass too strong. Ball is loose. They're going to be last touched by Bartley out of bounds. Turnover back to Waverly. Coy Myers will sub back in with his three fouls. 2:53 to play in the third quarter. 5-point advantage for Madison, 23-18.
Well, it took a little over 5 minutes, but now Madison looks to be settling down a little bit as they realize they're playing a pretty tight game here coming out of that half. They've started to kind of control things a little bit.
And the hot hand continues for Colton Ish. A contested in-the-face three extends Madison's lead to 8, third largest of the evening.
That's just the third made three of the ball game, second for Madison tonight.
26-18, Peterson kicking it out to Meehan in the corner. 2:25 to go in the quarter. Meehan, bounce pass into the block to Wallace. Fadeaway jumper, good.
They needed that in the worst way.
Wallace leading Waverly with 7 points. Trims the deficit to 6. Ish. Left side, Herbert. Back to Colton Ish. We'll look for another three. It was blocked, I believe.
Yep.
Out of bounds. But they're going to say there was no block, and it was an air ball. Back to Waverly we go. 2 minutes to play here in the quarter, 26-20. Madison with the advantage.
Oh, wow.
Meehan. 5-4 break as Ish was really aggressive going for the steal. Peterson, now Meehan left corner. They'll look to skip it right up top to Myers. He'll pump fake. Drive into the lane, throw up a shot. It's short. Rebound going to be tipped out. Fight for it in the corner. Saved it going out of bounds, but into the hands of Colton Ish. Now Herbert, 1:35 to go in the quarter. 26-20, Madison looking to add to their 6-point advantage. Ish to Jones. Now Turner, elbow. Bounce pass to Herbert. Before the pass happened, there's going to be a tie-up. Possession error will stay with Madison. No inbound underneath the bucket. Colton Colt Misch to inbound. He'll go up top. Herbert. Cade will look right and fire up an uncontested three. Rims out. No good. Rebound to Meehan. Meehan keeps it himself in the front court, crossing over Ish, breaking the ankle. Now kicked out, and they're going to call a block against Bryson Turner. That'll be Turner's first, team's third.
Ben Meehan all night long has just had some of the silkiest smooth moves I've ever seen. He has broken about five ankles in this ball game. Unfortunately, just hasn't been able to finish.
Myers against Ish, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Ish. That's actually the second foul against Turner. Buck 08 now left to go in the third, 26-20 the score. Meehan gets it. Going along the perimeter, finding Coy Myers right side. Myers will skip it, left side, Peterson. Bounce pass to the post to Meehan, puts it on the floor but recovered. He'll kick it out, now to the elbow. Now Myers right side, ball fake. Driving against Darbrow, baseline, dribbles it off his foot, out of bounds. A costly turnover for Waverly as they trail 26-20, 47.5 seconds to play in the third quarter.
That would be the 17th turnover for Waverly, 7th of this second half thus far.
Colton Ish crosses the timeline with 43 seconds to go in the quarter, finding Cade Herbert, now back to Ish. They'll find Brayden Jones right corner, trying to find a bounce pass into Darbrow along the baseline, but it'll be kicked out of bounds into the concession area. Deep into the concession area. There
ball,
it is.
The ball wanted a Polish dog. But
Al Brown, the official, gets it, and he will key it in to Colton Ish. 33.8 seconds on this quarter clock. Bounce pass into Bryson Turner in the corner. Now to Herbert. Now Brayden Jones. Jones skips it left side. Ish. Pump fake into the elbow. Jumper in the mid lane. No good. Heavy contact on the rebound. Woodson comes to the floor. Looks like they're going to tag Lane Darbrow with it. That'll be Darbrow's third, team's fourth. Well, I beg your pardon. Colton Ish with foul his first. Woodson now in the half court. The Peterson. Now Wallace underneath the Woodson. Kicks it back out to Peterson. Three on the wing. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound won by Bryson Turner. 8 seconds and counting for Madison. They'll cross the timeline with 5 seconds. Now Herbert, pump fake, driving baseline. Heavy contested shots going to be blocked into the hands of Woodson. And that will conclude 24 minutes of play. One quarter left. Madison leads Waverly 26-20. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon, fourth and final quarter, getting ready to get underway here in Madison. Madison with a 26-20 advantage over Waverly. Looking to improve to 5-0. Waverly, 1-3 on this season. Waverly with possession. Brady Wallace, dangerous pass in the right corner to Woodson. Now Myers. Myers crossing over Ish, getting some space, finding Wallace, but poked away and stolen by Brayden Jones.
That'd be the 18th turnover in this ball game for Waverly, 8th of the second half.
Herbert with it. Now right side Ish. Gavin Ish not in the lineup this evening. That's Ish came in 10.5 points ball game. They're leading rebounders, so obviously Madison struggling without him. McNeil just wanting to get some kids healthy here in December, as he's not really had a full squad all year long. As Turner has it on the elbow, and he'll be fouled by Ben Meehan. Go to the line for two shots.
Can't help but notice up in the stands over here on our side, maybe doing a little bit of scouting for Lebo, as you see Superintendent Corey Reese.
You know, I saw him over there, Lebo playing Hartford tonight. I thought maybe he was going to sneak over, watch the girls' game, sneak over and watch the boys' game. But
yeah.
Foul shot good by Turner. Second one is short. 27-20 the score. Meehan, Woodson, now left side, Peterson. Peterson going across the perimeter, now finding Myers up top. Back to Meehan, left wing. Meehan now in the corner to Woodson. Back to Meehan. Waverly taking their time to attack this defense by Madison. Meehan, left side, pump fake, get some separation, elbow jumper, good.
It's a good start here to this fourth and final quarter, as they have been real tight with Madison all ball game. It's nice to get that first field goal.
27-22, Madison's advantage. Dangerous pass deflected but recovered by Darbro. His shot from about 5 feet away, too strong against the glass, no good. Rebound to Waverly. And then a foul on the opposite baseline as Myers was driving.
Well, now we're seeing the same thing that we saw with Madison in the start of that third quarter, where they just seem to get a little sped up because they realize Waverly's knocking on the door, so they're trying to force some shots up, trying to really penetrate, and then they're just losing their composure here.
Fouls against Lane Darbro. That's his third, team's fifth, as Brantley Peterson is fouled on the jumper. It falls through. And he'll go to line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Bold
fouls against
two.
Colton-ish. No good. Waverly is yet to lead in this ballgame. They got within one in the third quarter. Foul shot from Peterson. No good. Rebound. Going to be poked around and won by Darbro. Darbro keeping it himself in the front court. Picks up his dribble.
Whoa.
Breaks the separation. And
yeah.
Just kind of a bang-bang play. I don't know if Darbro really pushed off, but
he did.
He was going to pass, lost the handle on it when he went to grab, extended, and that'll be Darbro's fourth, and a turnover back to Waverly.
It looked like kind of a textbook push-off, but I think I agree with you, Michael. I don't know if he was doing it intentionally or if it was just reactionary.
Meehan, the Peterson. Heavy pressure applied by Madison. Peterson picks up a dribble, finding Woodson now left side, Meehan. 27-24, Madison with the advantage. Meehan, bounce pass to Wallace, left block. He'll turn and face, fadeaway jumper, good. 1 point ball game now. Madison up by one, 5:40 to play in the contest. Looking to snap a 6-game losing streak against Madison. Turner, bounce pass to Jones. It's blocked from behind, Meehan with it. Looking for their first lead of the ball game. Meehan, elbow, spin move to the block. Spun back out. Peterson, left wing three. Good! Waverly with the advantage.
Wow.
29-27. Pressure being applied at midcourt. Darbro will get into the half court, and we'll have a timeout taken by Coach McNeil. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break with him. Waverly leads Madison 29-27. We'll take a quick break with them here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer, serving the greater Lyon County area, proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Area High School Basketball, brought to you in part by All-Star Rental and U-Haul, north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your do-it-yourself projects. By ASC Engineered Solutions ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. and by Andy Siding. For siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Michael Dinker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Waverly with their first lead of the ball game. 29-27 is our score. Madison with possession after the timeout taken by their head coach, Alex McNeil. 5:08 left to play in the contest. Brayden Jones takes the inbound. Now finds Cade Herbert. Now back to Jones. Back to Herbert. Left side now Ish. Colton Ish looks inside. Nothing there. Be trapped on the wing. Up top Herbert. Into Turner in the lane. Fadeaway jumper's no good, but he'll be fouled. Fouls against Ben Meehan. Team's fifth. Meehan second. Turner at the line for two foul shots. First one. Good. Turner two out of three from the foul line this evening. Can tie it with this one here. Bends his knees and fires. Good.
Only Bulldog to take a shot from the foul line thus far tonight is Turner.
29-all the score. Meehan looking to retake the advantage. Now Myers. Skipped left side. Peterson fires it from that side. Good. Peterson is the assassin from the wing. 32-29 Waverly. Ish. The Jones. The Herbert. The Ish. Now Jones. Back to Ish. Back to Jones. Now Ish up top. Left side Herbert. Up top Ish. Bounce pass Turner at the foul line. It puts it on the floor. Fade away at mid lane. It is short. Rebound to Woodson. Now in the hands of Ben Meehan. Left corner three by Peterson this time. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Actually, they're going to call a foul. Trying to get a number on it. It'll go against Bryson Turner. That'll be his third. Team's eighth. Cohen Luthy into the contest. The junior. He'll sub out Braden Jones. Luthy, lime green. And I say lime green shoes.
That's lime green, key lime green.
Bonus time here for the one-on-one. Wallace. No good. Rebound. Fought for against two Madison teammates.
Wow.
And it goes in the hands of Ben Meehan, and he'll drive baseline. It goes through, and he is fouled. And he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
And now Waverly starting to get some separation on the scoreboard after they couldn't seem to close the gap against Madison in that first half. Really battled back here.
34-29. Meehan for one. Left-handed shot. Good. Six-point advantage. 8-0 run. Excuse me, a 6-0 run for Waverly. Luthy. The Ish. Deflected away, trying to find Turner now. Turner gets it, puts it on the floor. They're going to call reach. Be the 16 foul against Waverly. Both teams will be in the bonus from here on out. Fouls against Meehan. That's his third. 3:35 to play in the contest. Madison now trails by six. Ball fake on the inbound by Ish. He'll get it into Turner right wing. Up top, Luthy. Now to Ish. Right wing. Back up top, Luthy. He'll fire it up for three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound to Peterson. Wherever they can take their time. 3:20 to go in the ball game with a six-point lead. Meehan now with it. Right side, Myers. Up top, Woodson. Left side, Peterson. Now to Meehan. Lob inside, Wallace. Cutting through the lane is Meehan. The pass too strong. Taken away by Elaine Darbra.
That'll be the 19th turnover for Waverly.
Herbert has it in the front court. Looking for a trap is Waverly. Ish to Turner, right elbow. Fadeaway jumper from Turner, good. Big bucket there for the Bulldogs. Turner's been the saving grace. All five of the points coming from Turner this quarter. And Ish nearly getting a steal on the far side baseline. But it goes out of bounds. Waverly maintains possession. 35-31 Waverly. 2:35 to play in the contest. Woodson inbounds it. Finds Meehan. Now Myers. Lob inside to Woodson on the block. It's poked away on the floor. Still loose. Taken away by Darbrough. Madison will slow things down. Needing every possession to count. Trailing things by four. 2:13 to play. Ish to Herbert. Up top Ish. Into Turner at the foul line. Fadeaway jumper at the elbow. No good, but he is tagged on the arm. And he'll go back to the foul line where he's 3 out of 4 in this quarter.
My thoughts exactly. If you're going to have anyone get fouled and go to the line, it might as well be your hot-handed man from the line in
Seventh
Turner.
Seventh team foul, fourth on Ben Meehan. First one from Turner. Good. Got a timeout taken by Tyler Williams. It's a full timeout. We'll catch our breaths with him with 30-second timeout upcoming here. Waverly leads Madison 35-32.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Fulpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities.
We welcome you back to Madison, Kansas. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Thought they called it a full timeout. Good thing we only took 30, Tegan. It was only a 30-second timeout. Yeah, so Bryce Turner back to the line. His team trailing things 35-32.
Yeah, and we don't want to miss a second of this as it's been a back-and-forth battle this fourth quarter.
Madison led by as many as 8. Waverly led by as many as 6 in their lead 35-32. Second foul shot, rims out, no good. Rebound to Ben Meehan. 35-32, Waverly looking to make it a two-possession ball game this trip now. Under 2 to play. Woodson with it, defended by Cohen Luthy. Tied up initially, but maintains possession now to Peterson.
Luthy needs to be careful there, and so does the entire Madison team. They don't want to risk fouling just yet and putting them in the bonus.
Wallace to Woodson on the cut, and he knocks down the shot, and he is fouled from behind. Cohen Luthy will pick up the foul.
Ben Meehan, I think, might have actually scared Woodson a little bit. He came up and gave him a little chest bump there, told him that's how you do it, and Woodson wasn't expecting it. I'm sorry, that was funny.
10th team foul for Madison, first on Cohen Luthy. Woodson at the line for one foul shot. The shot off
wow.
the glass and good. 8:55. The bank is still open. And we have another timeout taken for the Waverly Bulldogs. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break with them again. A 6-point advantage for Waverly. Can Madison come back?
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC. Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And Murphy Agra LLC. Serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. By the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. And by Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Madison with possession after that timeout as they trail things 38-32, about 40 to play in the contest. Darbrough with it, crossing the timeline. Out the elbow, now baseline, spin move at the block. It's no good, rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Bryson Turner. Woodson to inbound. Full court pressure will be applied by Madison. 90 seconds left. Meehan goes off his hands, and it's out of bounds. A turnover back to Madison.
And that was just a great play by Bryson Turner. He didn't even have to touch the ball. He just made Meehan nervous, so Meehan reached out trying to grab it a little too early, and his fingertips actually pushed it away from him.
Herbert with the inbound to Cohen Luthi up top. To Darbrone, we're going to have a timeout taken by Alex McNeil. It's a 30. We'll stay right here with you. 38-32. Waverly with the advantage. 1:26 to play. It was 7-1 Madison after the first quarter. Madison had a 15-11 lead at the half and then a 26-20 lead entering this fourth quarter.
Yeah, thus far, I think Madison, they were looking pretty good towards the end of that first half as they started to really settle down after a pretty fast start. Both teams with some costly mistakes. But then they get into that third quarter. Again, they kind of speed themselves up. They finally got it under control there late in the third, but then go right back into that same speed of play in the fourth quarter. And Waverly did a great job of kind of settling themselves down and staying settled down, taking advantage of the sped-up Madison offense.
Madison will inbound on the far sideline. 1:26 to play. Luthi has it now. Fires a three. It is errant off the mark. Rebound to Brady Wallace.
That was just a rush shot there by Luthi. You can't have that at this point in the ballgame.
And then we have a carry. No one even around him. Ben Meehan with the turnover, and it'll go back to Madison. How many chances can Waverly give Madison in this one?
Well, it's not how many chances can they give them. It's how many chances does Madison need? They have got to capitalize right here.
Luthi gets it from Herbert. Now Ish, left corner. He'll fire a three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Ben Meehan.
Didn't need that.
Yeah, just needed 2 points right there.
Yep.
You're forcing it.
Now Turner getting a little amped up.
Under one here to play, and Turner will pick up the foul against Meehan. That'll be Turner's fourth. It's double bonus for Waverly.
Yeah, and Turner is not the guy that should be making that foul there. You're going to need him these last 52 seconds.
Meehan 7 points in the second half. Short on the front end. Second one now. .39-32 as it falls through. Madison needs a quick bucket here. Doesn't have to be a three, just needs a quick bucket. Herbert down the front court, 45 seconds of counting. Ish, right side. Bounce pass to Turner, mid lane, to the block, off the glass and good. Give him an extra one.
Big.
Turner, the only scorer in this fourth quarter. He has got 8, looking for 9.
That's huge.
Trim to lead the 4, and Tyler Williams going to take a timeout. I think he's got a 30 left. He's got a full timeout. We'll stay here with you here in the closing moments of this one. 41-40 the score. Of course, opening night of Lyon County League play. They'll have another contest before the Christmas break on Thursday or Friday. Most games are on Thursday, some even picking up a Friday non-league contest. We had Burlingame taking on Meritazine Valley, Opie, SEC, Lebo, and Hartford. Of course, in the Flint Hills League, Osage City, Mission Valley, Chase County, Council Grove, Northern Heights, West Franklin, Central Heights, Linden. We'll have Chase County, Northern Heights next Tuesday for our first look of the Flint Hills League. As December's already skating by here, it'll be the shootout in Lyon County League Tournament before we know it. But a lot of games before there.
Yeah.
Of course, Opie defending Lyon County League champion, defending state champion, off to a hot start. Them and Madison were the only undefeated teams so far on the boys' side.
Yeah.
Madison going to need some heroics here to come back, trailing things by 5, 41 and a half seconds left to go. Turner at the line to complete the and one after the timeout by Williams. 39-34 the score. It's It's in the air and good.
That's a huge make.
And a game of timeouts as McNeil will take a timeout. Should be a 30-second timeout. (laughs) 39-35, 41 seconds to play. Madison will take on Metrazine Valley on Thursday. Waverly-Burlingame on Friday. Like I mentioned earlier, Lebo defeated Hartford Girls 82-34. Opie defeated SEC 54-22. Burlingame over to Metrazine Valley. I believe the final score is 56-35 in that contest. Katie Noonan broke both the individual scoring record for a game and rebounds. I believe she went 35-15.
Yep.
So there is a star to watch on the girls' side. Forecourt pressure will be applied on the inbound. It's Ish, Herbert, Darbro, Luthy, and Turner, the five on the floor for Madison. It's Peterson, Myers, Meehan, Woodson, and Wallace, the five on the floor for Waverly. Myers, heavy pressure, will be fouled on the far sideline. Waverly's going to have to close it out at the foul line.
Well, and looking at their shooting from the foul line thus far, 5 of 14 overall. They've only had two successful trips to the line tonight. The rest of the way, they've either missed both shots or they've split.
Cohen Luthy was the person responsible for the foul. That's his second. First one from Coy Myers. No good. 37.8 seconds left. Waverly clinging to a 39-35 advantage.
Well, Woodson and Meehan backing up all the way to the opposite side, knowing what could be coming.
Second one from Myers. Short rebound to Darbro. Darbro up the court. We go to Herbert. Seeing a quick two here. Bryson Turner. Baseline jumper good. 39-37, under 30 to play. Peterson will be fouled by Luthy.
And
24 seconds to play.
I don't think Coach McNeil wanted them to foul there. I think he was telling them, don't make contact, and Luthy just got a little sped up and lost his footing, slammed into the ball carrier.
Well, Peterson with 15 points to lead Waverly. He had a perfect trip his only time at the line in the first half. 39-37. First one. Nothing but net.
This
can
next
make
shot.
It a two-possession ball game with this one. Go ahead, Tegan.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's going to be a big one.
Yeah, I was going to say, this could be the ball game right here.
40-37. Peterson with 9 in the quarter. Second one. Good.
That might be it.
Last timeout, I believe, taken by Alex McNeil. 41-37 here. Now, you don't need a three this possession.
No.
Just need a quick two and then keep on extending this ball game with the fouls. Full timeout. But, 26-20 was the score for Madison heading into this fourth quarter before an explosion of points between both of these teams. But Tegan, what do you think Alex McNeil's drawing up in this timeout huddle right here?
Well, I think obviously he's telling his guys, don't worry about making the big three ball just yet. Drive inside, get the two, and then play defense. Speed them up, make them make an error. You've already forced 21 turnovers on the night. Force one more, and we can be back in this. We could possibly take the win. But I think he's telling his guys, looking at their shooting from the field thus far, from beyond the arc, they are only 2 of 13 from three-point land. I don't think you risk it. I think you go ahead and you try and force the turnover and go for the tie and try and catch up to them in overtime.
Of course, mentioned Madison, the 6-game winning streak against Waverly. Last win for Waverly coming in the first matchup of 2019, which was a shocking victory, 55-54. Ish now to Darbro. Back to Ish, left side. Out to Luthy. Three-pointer in the corner is long. Rebound to Wallace. Now to Woodson. 10 seconds and counting. Going to need a quick foul now. Herbert is fouled. I don't know if that's the look you want there with Cohen Luthy.
Nope.
But maybe that's what McNeil drew up.
I am a little shocked that that was the call.
So Meehan is at the line looking to completely ice it. Third foul against Herbert. 9.7 seconds left. First one. No good.
Leaving the door open. It's slim but possible. You hear from Tyler Williams, no fouls.
Second one now.
That does good.
It. Darbrough inbounds. The ish. Up the court we go to Turner, but it's knocked out of bounds. Stay right here with you. And McNeil's going to go back to the drawing board, and he'll take a full timeout. 42-37. Still don't really need a three right here.
Wouldn't hurt.
Would not hurt at all. But Darbrough had the hot hand in the first half,
yeah.
But adjustments by Waverly has kind of kept him in check. He's only got 13 now for the contest.
Well, Waverly really shifted up their defensive strategy. They kind of went from playing all around the zone to really picking up the men and closing things down on the guys they knew were going to be the biggest threat. Then they let their available defenders just kind of shift over and pick up whoever they need to. They did a great job of defending that perimeter, not letting Turner or Darbrough inside the lane. On the opposite end, it seemed like Madison really just kind of broke down internally and kind of let Waverly just dance their way into the lane whenever they wanted it to. That first half, they were doing a great job of just shutting them out.
It's been kind of a one-man show here in the fourth quarter for Madison. It's been Bryson Turner, 11
yeah.
points.
Maybe starting to feel like he's back in the football season.
Yeah, 17, and as you saw in the football season, they're going to need more than just Bryson Turner to step up for them to have a successful season. Darbrough gets it, three-pointer in the corner. Off the rim, no good. Had a good look. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touched by Meehan. That's 1.9 seconds on the clock, so that's pretty much all going to do it for
yep.
the ball game. But Madison going to have one final crack at it, try and make it a one-possession ball game. Ish to inbound underneath the bucket up top. Herbert, he'll fire the three, and it's short. 42-37. Waverly overcomes an eight-point deficit to pick up their first Lyon County League victory of the season to move to 2-3, presenting Madison their first loss of the season. We will take a quick break, get into the Rich Door Company post-game show, say hello to our sponsors, tally our stats, and try and get a post-game interview with head coach Tyler Williams. But our final, 42-37, Waverly wins the Battle of the Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area, proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by All-Star Rental and U-Haul north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your do-it-yourself projects. By ASC Engineered Solutions ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding, owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
It's time now for the Rich Dort Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Dort Company. Residential, commercial, garage door sales and service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers.